So we're here at the Amnesty International UK AGM 2013. I'm here with Nawandle Simunyu from Women of Zimbabwe Arise, WOZA. Nawandle, it's a very important year this year, 2013. We have the upcoming presidential election. When we look back at 2008, there was violence on a massive scale and human rights defenders were much targeted. Will it be any different this time?
Thank you, James. I'm not sure if it will be different or if it will be the same. But looking at the scenario so far, the NGOs already have been targeted, some activists, and even before the draft constitution could be voted on, WOZA members were also arrested and beaten. So I foresee maybe a repeat of 2008. It might be slightly less, I'm not sure.
So in terms of the crackdown that you're referring to, what sort of thing is happening at the moment to human rights defenders in the run-up to the election? What are you all experiencing?
Some NGOs already have been arrested for no reason, and some, their AM radios were taken away, and Studio 7 has been banned. Some kind of those things. And so, which means in other ways, they don't want any news to be reported on Zimbabwe, and they don't want any NGOs to spread awareness to the people on how to take care of themselves during and after elections, which is before, during and after elections. So they just want to silence them and keep them out of sight.
So what can be done to try and stop this crackdown and make sure that the elections are free from violence that targets human rights defenders? What can we do from outside Zimbabwe?
The best thing that can be done, I think, is putting pressure on the government, writing them letters, telling them straight in their face that you are watching what they are doing and you know what will happen. And I think if we do that, phone calls to them and all those kind of things, I think it would make them less step back a little bit, because they will actually know that the other countries are watching out there.
When you're a human rights activist like you, working in this kind of environment, and you're facing that kind of repression and harassment and attacks, what keeps you going? I mean, where do you get the courage and the resilience from to keep going back out onto the streets and struggling for human rights in that kind of environment?
I will say this. You know, every time when I wake up in the morning and I see my daughter's face and just that thing only, it makes me like go on, because I want a bright future for her. And every time when I maybe look at my display, I see maybe a solidarity card, and I will say like, oh, someone out there is also watching over me. So why don't I make a better thing? Like, make some people proud out there and make a better future for this child that is here in front of me. She looks up to me and she sees hope. She sees a brighter future. She sees everything. So that's what keeps me going.
Thank you, Nawandle. It sounds like we have a job to do in Amnesty to keep supporting human rights defenders like you. And I think if our supporters want to do that, and we would very much encourage them to do that now, this year, then they need to go online to amnesty.org.uk/Zimbabwe, where there'll be a range of actions where they can take to support human rights defenders this year. Thank you very much.
Thank you.